Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the Players Platform Show. Today we have a great guest for you. It's Logan Schultz of Northwood, and he had a fantastic regional combine, and we're going to get to that. But, Logan, we appreciate you stopping by. Can you believe your time as a college guy is kind of come and gone, and most of your teammates are preparing for spring football, and you're preparing for the NFL?
But, yeah, life, it blows.
Go ahead.
I was going to say thank you for having me on, but, I mean, life, it goes by quick. You blink, and I feel like yesterday was freshman year, and I was getting up for 6 a.m. workouts thinking, man, these are hard. I don't know if I can hang with this for another few years, you know. But it's a good experience, you know. If I didn't do it, I'd regret it. So we're going to hit it at 100%.
Definitely, and that's the mindset going in. I mean, for you, I mean, it doesn't matter what level you're playing at, what program. I think everybody that suits up, I mean, I think the back of your mind, all of you guys want an opportunity to play on Sundays once you wrap up your Saturdays. But, I mean, when did it kind of sink into you personally that, you know what I'm doing, I'm kind of getting some notoriety. Maybe your coaches are saying, you know, hey, Logan, keep doing what you're doing. We're hearing some things and we haven't seen a talent like you. How do you kind of start to get the mindset that what you're doing on the field is going to translate to get more out of it than just playing college football?
So, I mean, for me, I had a kind of a different approach, more or less. I had a different road compared to a lot of guys. You know, I walked down to Northwood, and I was extremely small, extremely skinny. I think I weighed about 199 when I walked on. And, you know, my thing was just trying to get on the field, because from the get-go, the coaches didn't really, you know, the way it was kind of approached to me was you have to work, you know, real hard if you want to get on the field. So I was kind of like stuck into the back row right from the get-go. So it wasn't until, I want to say maybe my third year there, it was from just working out like crazy, and my weight started going up, and my strength started going up, and my 40-yard dash started dropping in times. You know, first I ran a 4.9, then I ran a 4.8, and then it was about like the third year, I went about 2.50. They got me clocked at about a 4.6. I'm thinking, you know, shoot, I might be onto something here, because nobody else is really running this at this weight. So that's kind of when it kind of clicked, and it was just more or less in my head, not so much coaches having my back. I mean, that's kind of how it worked out for me, more or less.
Nice. That's excellent. So you arrive as a walk-on. What would you say? I mean, what was your height and weight when you walked in compared to what you are now?
So right now, about 230s. I dropped some weight since the season. When I walked on, yeah, I weighed 199 on the dot. And the year before that, I graduated high school, I weighed 175. And,
wow.
You know, I went to a community college for a year, and I was maybe 2 months into that, and I thought, you know, I can't do this anymore. This is not me. I got to go play football. You know, I miss it too much. So that's when I started training. The heaviest I got up to, I think, was about 259, and I felt like a Mack truck, but I didn't feel like I could move that well either. So kind of that sweet spot is about 240, 245 for me, more or less.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Logan Schultz, the standout Northwood defensive end / kind of linebacker edge guy, if you will, here on the C2P. We're talking some NFL draft. If you folks miss any of the show with Logan, you know, always know it's free and available at iTunes under the Players Platform Show, the Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards the next level. For you, I mean, talk a little bit about the regional combines. I know your numbers were about as good as any guy that arrived down in Indianapolis for the combine, and I'm sure that has to put some validation in all the hard work you've done. But kind of share with us, you know, how that particular event went, and did you talk with any teams, you know, throughout the process?
Yeah, I mean, it's a nerve-wracking experience going into there. But I kind of sitting there thinking about it, it's kind of like working out when you max out on a weight. If you don't, you almost got to not think about it and just go do it real fast. You know, don't think about the weight, just go pull it on the deadlifts or go squat it. You know, that's how I kind of approached it. But, you know, I was decently happy with the numbers. I wish that 40 would have been a little bit faster. You know, it's kind of, you're kind of looking around, seeing other teams. More or less, I had another buddy there from Northwood with me. But, I mean, it's kind of the spotlight's on, and that's your time to bring it. I mean, that's your game day for us. So, I mean, I felt pretty confident with everything. I wish to kind of hear more buzz from teams, but then again, I'm very under the radar. You know, I'd be like the Batman. I'm in the cave. You know, you don't even know what's going on with me, more or less. So.
Yeah, well, that's why we have you come on, man, because we're going to try to get you as much exposure as we can, and we'll be blasting this off to all the coaches and people, scouts that we know. So I'm sure they've heard of you, but if they want to know more about you, they could definitely kind of take a peek under the hood and kind of listen to you one-on-one. For you,
gotcha.
Pro Day's coming up. I mean, anything in terms of that nature? I'm sure Northwood might not have a Pro Day in terms of just getting teams there. So, I mean, are you going to go somewhere else and be able to perform?
You know, that's what we're kind of trying to work on, me and my agent. And, you know, right now it's kind of looking slim just because I really wasn't scouted. You know, I think I maybe would have only averaged 16 reps maybe a game, where the guys that started over me would get maybe 30 or so. So, I mean, my film, I work with what I can get. Going back to that walk-on thing, that's a hard road to go down. But so I'm hoping at the very least I have that combine. There's footage on there. My numbers are, you know, backed by the NFL scouts that were there and are running, the coaches, I guess you should say. So we're hoping for a pro day, but I just wasn't heavily scouted as a defensive end, and especially going into the NFL, I would have to move more or less to a linebacker based on my size.
And how would you feel with
that transition? You know, I guess I look at it, and I kind of talked to my agent about it, and my speed trainer, Stu Schweiger, and I talked to him about it, and, you know, the stuff you can't teach, the 40, the strength that I have, you know, that's the stuff you can't teach. So kind of my argument is, if I was able to learn and get through one of, you know, a pretty respectable business school, if I could learn and graduate and get through there, I'm pretty sure I could learn the fundamentals of linebacker, you know, because I got the strength and speed, the stuff that you can't teach. It's kind of my argument going into it.
Nice. But I tell you what, 230 is a perfect CFL size. I know that. You could definitely come off the edge of 230 in the CFL and play defensive end. So there's something to think about. Once again, Northwood's Logan Schultz here on the C2P, breaking things down on what he does best. And with that said, I mean, if you were in the film room with some NFL scouts, they're breaking down the tape. I mean, what do you think they're going to love that pops off film? I mean, what are those characteristics to the position that you bring that they're going to kind of compliment you on, at least in your words?
I mean, I guess in my thing, as far as my experience, I would say I have a good motor. You know, look at my 40. I got the speed. A big thing with my film is you'll see me on a lot of kickoff reps. That was my thing, is ripping down on kickoff and just kind of headhunting, if you will. So, I mean, and I know that's a big thing. You're talking travel squad. You have to have guys that are versatile in both your position, and they got to be a special teams guy. So I've gotten my hands dirty in both aspects. So I think that's probably going to play the most to my advantage.
Definitely. I asked this question to benefit you guys as well. I mean, does anything go unnoticed, Logan? Leadership qualities, game film study. I think you kind of touched base on probably the type of workout where you are in the weight room. But what the scouts know that they're not going to be able to see if they do get a hold of your film? That's a big plus.
You're talking as far as just game experience?
Just things that they can't see. You know what I mean? It's easy to pop on tape, but, I mean, they don't know Logan Schultz, the guy. I mean, what off-the-field things are, I guess, some of the traits that you can carry on that can kind of benefit you and a team? That's like
I said,
leadership qualities, game study, you know what I mean, things of that nature.
I think my biggest thing was, I would say I'm pretty mentally bulletproof. You know, when you get laughed at by the head coach at the time, I mean, he chuckled at me when I weighed in, and when you kind of get laughed at and kind of made a joke of when you walk on, it gets you pretty pissed. So I've watched guys that had scholarships on our team that they couldn't hang. It's too tough, it's too this. So if anything else, I feel like I mentally cannot be broken. And so when you're in that stuff, no, you can't see that on the film. But when you have that mindset, I mean, if you can't be broken, I mean, your body's going to follow. Everything else is going to play out. And that's the only reason I gotten this far. Because that's truly your strongest part of your body. It's not your legs. It's not your chest. You know, it's your mind. So I would say that would
be my
biggest thing that they will not be able to see on film. And you don't really know it unless you talk to me and you know my story.
Well, that's a great response, Logan, because we do a ton of shows, and I've been doing these shows a long, long time. And I got to say, it's probably one of the best responses to that particular question that we've ever had. Like, a lot of times we just kind of get the – cliche questions of, you know, I'm a captain or I'm a natural born leader. But like I said, I think that's a kind of a different perspective, but one that, again, that plays a role in knowing that, you know, you're not going to be a guy that kind of breaks down at the point of attack or moving forward. Do you get comparisons to anyone? I mean, when your buddies talk to you, your teammates, I mean, or even maybe guys that you like at the next level. I mean, is there anything that, you know, comparable to you? Or anyone, I should say, you just say, hey, you know, my play reminds me of this guy?
Not so much. I guess the only guy I could compare myself to, and not even in terms of, like, physical ability, but more or less kind of the situation, was I always kind of looked at Clay Matthews, how he went from a defensive end, then he got moved to a linebacker. You know, just as far as the situation, like, there's guys that have done it. So that's really the only thing I compare myself to. As far as the D2 guy coming out and making stuff happen, you know, there's not really a guy off the top of my head that I ever get compared to, you know, because I'm kind of my own breed, I'd like to say and think, so.
Right. And I guess, I mean, in terms of hunting down that pro day, and hopefully you can get yourself into one, I mean, just kind of take us through a typical day right now. I mean, you know, you wake up, I'm sure you're grinding, but kind of take us through it.
More or less, every day today, I kind of have a good schedule worked out right now. I train right now with a handful of power lifters, pretty well-known guys amongst the state and the Midwest. And really, so I'll train with these guys. Maybe it normally comes at night. I'll try to deadlift. I don't know. I normally try to separate my workouts, but I'll do like a leg Monday and then I'll do a leg Friday and then I'll have the bench in between there. And normally in between, like a Tuesday and Thursday, I like to do a lot of speed work with Stu Schweigert. He was a DB for a long time in the league, and safety, and just kind of getting the strength aspect and then working with a guy that's got good feet and knows his stuff. I mean, I'm trying to hit it from all angles and just getting experts in each field. So, I mean, that's really what I've been doing. And, you know, you can't really lift super heavy and then try to do speed training that same day. It's kind of counterproductive. So I kind of divvy them up. But each day I focus on just one big asset there.
Definitely. That's awesome stuff, man. Once again, Logan Schultz Northwood here on the C2P. Before we let you go, and it's been a great show, and I'm glad we were able to kind of connect and kind of know more about you, but we always like to throw some lighthearted stuff your way in terms of closing the show out. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
What was that again? Say that again.
I said we usually throw some lighthearted questions your way before we end the show. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Game day superstitions. You do anything, you know, religiously on game day? Or you just kind of go through the motions.
So the guys that know me, I have a wicked eye black design I put on my face every day. It's kind of like a Braveheart style. If you look at some of my photos, so we got you always got the eye black, and I always have metal going in the headphones. If those aren't, you know, going, then it's pretty much a lost cause for me personally.
Nice. And in terms of nicknames, maybe you or a teammate, who had the most bizarre nickname in that Northwood locker room?
I don't really have so much a nickname. We called a lot of stuff. Nothing's really stuck, though, I guess I should say.
Hey, man, that happens. And this question, I think you guys enjoy the answering the most. Female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who you most likely going to invite to dinner?
I'd have to take Selena Gomez, hands down. She's a doll.
There you go, my man. And then the final question, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the themes on your cleats or shoes. If you could have something put on your cleats, your shoes, what kind of idea or theme would you want on there?
Ooh. I would probably... If I could I try to put a phrase on there. I either put self-made on there, or I'd put a phrase that says no trust fund because I'm living day to day. I got no plan B, really.
I like that, man. But hey, when your back's against the wall, that's when you fight the hardest, man. So look again.
Yep.
I appreciate you stopping by. Anything we can do for you here at the C2P, let us know. And like I said, we're trying to get you as much love as we can. But with that said, we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
All right, brother. I appreciate you having me on here. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Logan Schultz, the Northwood standout. And you got to kind of love the mental capacity of this young man. Kind of, I mean, saying his coach kind of was giggling at him when he weighed in. And then, I mean, to kind of lo and behold, it's a walk on. To be a little bit demoralized, lo and behold, but it's exactly what this kid's done. Fantastic numbers again. Great. We're going to put those on the bio page. That way you guys can really kind of see what this kid brings to the table. But always, shout out to Logan Schultz for joining us here on the C2P. You folks out there know iTunes under the Players Platform Show, Blog Talk Radio. Just type in Logan Schultz, and then we'll be featuring the bio at CallSherPro.com. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.